The following message is from Living Waters Church in Elk River, Minnesota. For more information about us, visit livingwatersmn.org.
You can turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of Matthew. Kids, this, if you've been doing your Bible reading and have already read through Matthew, this story will be very familiar to you. Matthew chapter 14. Beginning at verse 22. I'm gonna read this through, kids, so listen carefully because you're going to help me act it out, okay?
Preschool and nursery kids?
I don't think...
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Yeah.
There is. Okay. Preschool and nursery kids can be released. They would have loved this message. Okay. Beginning at verse 22. Very familiar story. Kids, how many remember this story? Jesus walking on water. This is after Jesus has fed the 5,000. Immediately, Jesus made his disciples get into a boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves of the wind, and the wind was contrary. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind and it was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." Okay. I hope we didn't lose all our kids.
We've got one.
Yay. Okay. So we want to act this out. One of the first things we need, Gavin, can you come and help me? One of the first things we need is water. Grab that end. Grab the two corners. Let's see, which way is longest? It's probably square. It's good enough. Okay, let's put it square with the world. Okay. Next thing we need, what do we need? Kids, what do we need? We need a boat. We need a boat. Anybody got a boat? Okay, you can go sit down for just a minute. Here we go. All right. Okay, you can set it right here on the water. Watch the pulpit. Oh, my gosh. Watch the pulpit. Okay. A little further ahead. Okay. Is we square with the world? That's something my dad taught me. He always used to say, "Let's put that in square with the world." Well, how do you do that with a round world? But I knew what I learned to know what he meant. He meant with whatever you're working with. That's why when my wife wanted to put furniture, kitty corner in a room, it's like, "You can't do that. That's not square with the world. And it's wasting space. Look at the hole back there." Took a while to get over that, let me tell you. I'm just saying. Okay, so we got water, we got a boat. Okay, now I need some youth up here to help me. Come here. Come on up. Josiah, where's Shayla? Where's my youth? Come and help. Come on up. Okay, you can just sit or, yeah. I just want you to stabilize that. Okay? You can be the seat, not sitting on it, sitting by it. Okay. Now, what else do we need?
A motor.
No, we don't need a motor. In fact, you know what it says? It says they were rowing against the wind. How about that? We need disciples in the boat. However, we're going to make sure it's nice and clean. Because I know some things about parents, especially of the female variety. I'm just saying, they don't want their kids to get dirty, and I understand that. They might be going to a party. I did vacuum it out, however. Can you pull that there? Okay, I need kids. Sunshine kids, come on up. Ages, well, all kids. Come on up. Okay, you can get in the boat. Okay, get in. Okay, youth, I need you to stabilize it.
Who's Jesus? Maybe Albert.
Okay.
Good sitting by the side.
You want to stay by the side? Yeah, you're almost youth, aren't you? You're going to be youth soon. You want to help with the youth part? Okay, so here's the deal. So Jesus sends his disciples across the lake in a boat. Now, youth, this is where I need your help. But I just need gentle help. But we need a storm. We need a pretty serious storm.
Well, hold on. It's getting pretty rough out there.
Hold on to the side. Hold on to this.
Okay, that's probably enough. I don't want to get in trouble. And it says that the disciples were afraid. And we just read it. They see Jesus coming across walking on water. Now they're really afraid. How many of you think you'd be afraid if you see something coming across the water, walking on water in a storm?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. You know what we need? We need a little more storm.
No.
Just a little. Okay, that's enough. And we also need a big wave. Can you guys give them a big wave? Come on, moms and dads. Yeah. There's a big wave. Okay. So they see Jesus coming across on water. Jesus knows they're afraid. You know what I just noticed as I was reading this? It says, he said immediately, don't be afraid. I think if I'd have been Jesus, I'd have drug it out a little bit. I'm just saying. But you'll notice with angels or with Jesus, he would say that a lot. As soon as they're there and they realize you're afraid, it's like, no, no, no. This is a kingdom of peace. Don't be afraid. How many times did the angels say that? Oh, don't be afraid. Okay. So then we know that we have a Peter. Peter, you want to get out of the boat and walk on water?
My name is Spencer.
Do you want to, or would you rather not? You want to get out of the boat and walk on water? Okay, that's fine. Okay, so Peter, so that's okay. So Peter gets out of the boat and walks on water. And of course, we know that he... How many of you kids, be honest, I have. How many of you have been at a pool and tried to walk on water? I have. I've tried it as an adult. You just get to the edge and it's like, how many of you got very far? How many of you, once you've stepped on water, would have time to say, Lord, help me, before you're underwater? I believe that Peter began to sink slowly. As doubt crept in. Okay. So, now let's put this whole thing on pause. You moved. No, you can move. But now we're going to shift gears. Now I want to ask you a question. How many of you were here 2 months ago when I preached at a family Sunday a $2 message? Okay. How many of you weren't here? I almost know who wasn't. I know the Nitzes weren't. I know you weren't. Okay. Here's my question. For those of you who raised your hand and said you were here for that message, someone who was here for that message, tell us what was it about?
I know it was about promises.
Yep, it was about promises. Jess, could I get... Thank you. So it was about... What did you say it was about? Here.
Promises.
Okay, what about promises? Keep going. So what? What? So what?
What?
So what did we do that day?
You made a promise that you were going to give each of us $2 bill.
Okay.
And we learned that a promise is a promise, and it's something that you say you do and you do it.
Very good. Wasn't that good? That is right. I made the kids a promise that every kid in the building between the ages of 0 and 18 years of old would get a $2 bill before the service was over. Not only did I make it verbally, but it was written in the bulletin. Okay? Now, here's my question. Those of you who are here for that message, you now either have or had a $2 bill. Raise your hand, because we did keep the promise. Okay? Okay, here's my question to those of you who raised your hand. Did you tell others?
Yes.
Good. Okay, those of you who weren't here, have you heard about this before today? You had heard about it? You did? Awesome. Were you here, Gavin, that day?
Still got the $2 bill.
Oh, you were here then.
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't.
My grandparents were. I was sick.
That's right. You're right. And I sent some $2 bills home with those who usually are here but couldn't be. Okay. About a month ago, someone got up here. Actually, it was your mom. Got up here and prophesied that the Lord was saying, I want you to get out of the boat to us as a people. I want you to get out of the boat and walk on water, and if you do, I will back you. How many of you think walking on water is a big deal to God? Do you know that I want to get this right. Matthew, Mark, and John are the only ones that talked about Jesus walking on water. And do you know that the one we just read in Matthew is the only one that talked about Peter walking on water? The other two didn't even mention it. Can you believe it? He walks on water and they don't even mention it. How did they forget that? I believe they forgot it because it really didn't matter. I believe, you know, it just wasn't that big a deal. God's not really into water walking. He's into miracles. He's into teaching people about faith. And so when God says to us prophetically, I want you to get out of the boat and walk on water, he's not talking in the natural, he's talking in the spiritual. And this whole message in reality was about the spiritual. When Peter and Jesus got back in the boat, they worshiped who? God. Not Peter. Really? He didn't even get an honorable mention except from Matthew. No video highlight. Really? You think his paper, his picture was in the paper? Peter the water walker? I don't think so. What is a big deal to God is faith. So, let's get out of the boat. Youth, stabilize it for them. Okay, get out of the boat. Be careful where you step getting down here. And you kids can come and sit down here. You can just sit right down here, face the front. Okay, thank you. You youth can go sit, or you can stay here if you want to. You do whatever you're comfortable doing. Thank you for your help. Can we give them a hand? Didn't they do a good job of producing a storm?
Yes!
Awesome. Okay, here's the deal. When God spoke to us, who knows what prophecy is? What does it mean when somebody gets up here on Sunday morning and speaks a prophecy? Who are they speaking on behalf of? God, right? And it's not even that they're saying word for word, but they're saying, this is what I feel, this is what I sense, this is what I hear the Lord saying. And what God was saying that morning is, I want you to get out of the boat and walk on water. Now, he's not talking about natural water. He's not talking about a natural boat. And he's talking about stepping out in faith. Okay, so back to the $2 message. How many of you were here that Sunday? Okay. How many of you told other people? Do you know that I carried in my pocket here at church for about the next month after $2 bills, fully expecting that there would be kids who are normally here who weren't here to ask for a $2 bill, and I would have gave it to them? Do you know that only one person had heard about it, at least enough to ask? One adult asked me, and another, they don't even go to this church. Because I had them in my wallet, she got one too, even though she wasn't a kid. She said, if I come as faith as a little child, could I get a $2 bill? Okay. Oh, you still got yours.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, good. Okay. So here's the deal. And what God is encouraging all of us to do, who knows what the word gospel means? Yes.
Is it like the Bible?
Well, it's part of the Bible.
Yeah.
It's the New Testament, and it's... The word gospel means good news.
Amen.
That's what it means. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the good news.
What is that language?
What language is that?
Yeah.
That would be in Greek, probably. Okay? And it's the word we use. It's actually good news that's declared with your voice. Okay? Here's what I want to do. I think that I want to see a raise of, and if any of them went and sat down, youth too. In fact, if there were youth here that morning, I'd like you to come up here. If you got a $2 bill, it was on October 29th. You weren't here, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, you were here. Yeah, that's right. Okay, good. Okay, so those of you who were here, raise your hand. Were you here? Oh, yeah, you were here. Okay. What I want to do is give those of you who are here a $2 bill to go give away.
Oh, yeah.
To somebody who wasn't here, who didn't hear the good news. I know there's 1, 2, 3 over there. There's maybe some in the nursery. By the way, on that morning, if anyone was pregnant, they got a $2 bill too, the little one in the womb, some of which now are no longer in the womb. Yours, for example. Okay, so you were here, right? Okay, here's the cool deal. You still have your $2 bill? Isn't that cool? You still have it, and yet you can give it away, and you'll still have it. That's the amazing thing about the good news. It's one of the few things that you can have, give away, and you still have it. Isn't that amazing? Well, it is.
That's pretty cool.
But you really can't give it away till you've got it. The Bible says that this is Bible talk, then I'll put it in kid language. The Bible says that we comfort others with the comfort that we've received. That means whatever God did for me, I now can help someone else. Isn't that amazing? So you had a $2 bill? You got yours in your pocket. I wouldn't give that one away. Okay, so go give that to someone who was not here on that day. Under 18? Yep, there's two back there. Here you go. Silas, there's two right there raising their hand. Gavin? Who else was here? You weren't here that day, were you? You were here too? Oh, I didn't know you were here. Okay, you can go give that to someone who wasn't here. Who else wants to give it away?
What? I still have it.
I wasn't there.
Oh, she wasn't here. We got someone who wasn't here. Somebody needs to give her one. Were you here?
No.
You weren't here. Oh. Were you here? Okay. There's a person down here who wasn't here. You were here? Were you here?
Yeah.
You were here? Okay, find someone. Okay. On that morning, we had... Here we go. There's someone else who wasn't here. Cool. See, this is stepping out of the boat. This is giving away what we've been given. Now, is there anyone in the room? We've still got to go on a missionary journey because there's regions beyond this room in this building. We've got to send out missionaries to the nurseries.
And the preschool.
You want to go as a missionary? Okay. Holy Helper? Remember last time we sent the missionaries with the Holy Helper? Okay. Now wait a minute. Now, you just got yours and you already want to go and give it away? All right. Come on.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Olivia, you come too. We'll send you by threes. Here, I better give you some more. And just find out if there's any. Now, here's what I got to tell you. When you go into a new land, you have to speak their language, not yours. And you have to put the gospel in their language. You're going into a nursery, little kids, okay? You need to make the gospel so that they can understand it. You got to realize they weren't here for this. If you talk about, if you go in and say, "Hi, I'm getting out of a boat," it's like, "Oh, really? Good for you." They won't know what you're talking about. So you need to go in and you need to explain to them that a $2 bill has been promised 2 months ago, and the promise is still good to any kid between the age of 0 and 18. If there's any pregnant mums that we don't know about. I'm just saying, you could raise your hand if you want to announce it in front of God and all these people. Okay, so you've got one. You've got one. You've got one. And let's send some more with Holy Helper in case you need them. Okay? And remember, who are we looking for? Those who have not heard the good news and never received, right? Isn't that simple? Okay, you go on your missionary journey. There's two, in fact, yeah, We'll send one team. Okay, go. And bring a report back. All right. Can you stretch out your hand to them as they go? In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless this journey as they go and give away the good news. That's what we're doing every time we pray for teams. We're just trying to make the gospel really simple. It is simple. It is that simple. Isn't it, kids? Do you kids have any questions? Did you get your $2? Is your brother here today? He's not here today. He's sick. One of the things that we learned is always be sure to ask. Is there anything you would like to ask on behalf of your sick brother who couldn't be here but usually is and is under the age of 18? Anything you'd like to ask?
He'd get better.
Okay, he'd get better. That's good. Yep. Anything else? You can't think of anything else. Can you move over? Thank you. You know, us adults are a lot like kids. Let's pause that for a minute. Those of you who are here, why do you think you didn't tell other kids about it?
I forgot.
Yeah.
I told.
That's very good. That's on my list. I have a list. I have notes, believe it or not. Yeah. He said, and it's good, just never really thought of sharing it.
I told the person I was over here.
We've got the best news in the world. Not this. I mean, this is all right, but we're talking about spiritual good news.
Come on, that's right. Amen. That's right.
And yet we tend to hold it in. We tend not to share it. Can you guys think of some reasons? Because here's what I know. I know that you kids don't share the good news for the same reason adults don't. Or vice versa, adults don't for the same reason. Many. And I'm not saying we don't. All adults don't. Or all kids don't. You think sometimes, and let's talk about telling people about Jesus. Why is it hard for us to tell people about Jesus sometimes? That's when you're kind of getting more out of the boat and walking on water. What if you sink? What if they get mad at you? What if they don't like the message? There's still nothing you want to ask me? Do you think if your brother was here, he'd want $2? He's not here. But the $2 is probably his if he was. You going to give him your $2? That's precious. I got to be honest, I didn't see that coming. Do you know what intercession is? It's asking for something on behalf of someone else or for someone else. So you could keep your $2 if you were to ask for another $2 to give your brother.
Can I?
Can you what?
Have another $2?
For what?
My brother.
Why?
Because he's sick.
Why should I give you $2? Because I promised, right? And you missed that. But that is the reason. I promised. And I felt the weight of that promise all week long and after. I was aware of what families weren't here and missed out. I still have $3 in my wallet waiting to see a family that wasn't here and hadn't been here to give to their kids. They got their name on it. They had to leave early. They were here and had to leave early. And it's driving me crazy. Imagine how God feels when he promises stuff and then he can't deliver till whatever circumstances are right. Yes, that's for your brother. It's the one that isn't twisted and turned into knots. Okay, do you have any other brothers or sisters at home? I can't remember.
I have a sister.
Is she here today?
Yeah.
She's in the nursery. Or is she?
There.
Oh, yeah. We already got her. Okay, good. I was thinking, yeah, I forgot about your big sister. Okay. Does anyone else have brothers and sisters that aren't here? Our team is back. Can we give them a hand? Yay. How did it go? Good. Did they had already had the good news,
except
huh?
One. Remember? Except
the one. Remember?
The youth.
There was a youth?
Yeah.
Josh, that's right. He wasn't here that day. I remember that too. Okay, thank you.
Well, we continue to spread the good news.
Oh, good.
You get so many $2 bills.
I went to the bank to get them, and I made sure I got plenty because one of the most embarrassing things would have been to run out. That would not have been good. Now, so are we straight? Does everybody have a $2 bill?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, everybody here. Okay, good. Your grandma doesn't have one?
Yes.
Is she under the age of 18?
At heart,
yeah. At heart? If I had enough, I'd give you. If I had enough, I don't want to set a precedent I have to follow through. See, this is the amazing thing about God. There is no limit. If this was God, he would give him the $2 on behalf of his grandma and anyone else he asked for, realizing he's setting a precedent, and if he did it for her, he'd have to do it for every grandma who's young at heart in the room. And unfortunately, if I'd thought far enough ahead, I could have brought enough $2 bills for everybody. But with God, there is no limitation. And that's what we need to see. So when he makes a promise, there is so much backing behind it. There's no limit to what's behind that promise. Does anybody... Is your brother here today? Oh, okay. Is he in there? So he would have got one. Because he would...
Well,
oh, he did. Okay. You were swimming. You weren't here. I remember that. Okay. Does anyone else have a brother or sister that's not here at church today?
Oh, I went last time, and he is here.
Okay. Who?
Wait, was Justice here on that day?
Justice. Where's Justice?
He's not here.
He's not here?
Yes, so they went next to me last time.
Okay. He got one last time. Okay, good. Okay. So do any of you guys have a friend that you'd like to tell the good news to and give $2? Okay, this is for your friend. Okay, that's for you to give away to somebody that doesn't have one. Okay? That's yours to give away. And remember, the cool thing is you can give away what you've been given and not lose what you've been given. Okay. So here's what you want to do. You want to go and give that to somebody. Here's what I would do. Kids, listen. Did you notice something about Peter getting out of the boat? What?
He didn't
do it. Huh?
He didn't do it.
No, I didn't mean that, Peter. Spoken like a big brother. No, but in the story that we read, Peter did not get out of the boat and walk on water. He said first, Lord, tell me to. And here's what I would do with you, and here's what I think we sometimes make a mistake, adults and kids, is we do stuff out of sacrifice instead of out of obedience.
Come on. That's right.
And then we're amazed when it doesn't work. I wouldn't walk on water till God told you to. I would encourage you kids, ask God, who should I give that $2? Who should I give the $2 to?
I know.
But then tell them the good news. Tell them that it's a demonstration of God's love for them. Remember, that's what the promise was. This isn't from me. This is from God. Okay? What about your friends' friends? Wow.
Do they have to be under the age of...
Yes, they should be between the ages, just for the sake of this demonstration, between the ages of 0 and 18.
Oh, so I can give it to like a 1-year-old.
You thought of who you could give it to.
Yeah.
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 Isn't it cool when the light goes on?
Yeah.
Now.
I want to give it to Eden.
Okay. Yep, you could do that. That's the family I have... Yeah, but anyway, yes, you could do that.
Yeah.
You should do that. In fact, I'll send more with you because you're going up there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
you're going to visit them in the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay, there's, you have one already. There's two more for the other two. So that's all three kids.
They only have two kids. Oh,
there's a baby in the tummy.
Oh, I just thought of that.
Wow, that was a great example of her hearing and meeting.
Yeah, yep. So you knew. See, remember we said get direction from God and who you should give it to? She got direction. Just, it came to her. That's how God speaks to us sometimes. It's just, oh. Other times you got to pray about it a while and wait. Don't be in a big hurry to give it away till you know. Okay? Are we done? Isn't it cool that you can have something and give it away and still keep it? In fact, I believe this. The more you give it away, the more what you've got grows. Now, we can't make a demonstration to create that, but it's the truth. It's a spiritual truth. Okay, can we give these kids a hand? You can go sit down, kids. Thank you. I got a scarf. All right. Yay. Here, honey.
It's not hers.
Oh, it's not hers. Now you know why I love to teach Sunday school. Kids are fun. Well, I want to encourage us. I believe the Lord is saying to us to get out of the boat. And by saying that, I'm not implying that many of you don't share your faith and don't take risks and don't walk on the water. But we were singing this morning, He is the God of miracles, and He is. And sometimes the frustration of not seeing the miracle that we want to see happen stops us from continuing to contend for that miracle and other miracles. And so I want to encourage you as you leave here today, even in your interactions over this holiday weekend, share the good news with your voice and with your actions.
Amen.
It's not just about words, it's also about works. And Jesus said, let your light shine and men seeing your good works. I want to encourage us that we have a message worth declaring. Amen?
Yes.
Let's stand together. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the privilege that you give us to be involved in spreading the good news, whether through works or deeds. We thank you for the ability that you give us to walk on water as it relates to doing the impossible. We thank you, Father, that faith doesn't make everything easy, but it does make everything possible. And we just commit that to you, Father. Help us, give us the grace, even as we heard prophetically this morning, Lord. Help us with our unbelief. Cause us to grow in faith as a people. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.